Welcome to another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food-related. My name is Sarah Severson, and today we have with us Gretchen Gronke, Community Health Organizer for Montezuma County. Welcome to the show, Gretchen.
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So, Gretchen, tell us a little bit about what does a Community Health Organizer do that's related to agriculture and local food?
Well, I work as a Community Health Organizer with LiveWell Colorado. And my job is to work directly with community members all throughout the county to find out how I can support efforts for folks to increase healthy living in their individual lives and on a community level. So our focus is on healthy eating and active living, those two concepts. But my bias is strongly towards healthy eating because that's my background, and also because we live in a great spot to be able to eat very, really super well. So I focus a lot on local foods and trying to get folks more involved with eating locally and where they can access local foods, and trying to support local foods being more present in our communities so that people can eat better.
Okay, great. So you're working on the community level, down on the floor, on the ground, talking with people, yeah?
Yeah.
So what is the community asking for? And you're mainly in Montezuma County?
I'm in Montezuma County. Occasionally I'll drive over to Durango to have a conversation with somebody for some special reason, but focused on Montezuma County.
Okay, great. And so what are the communities here asking for?
That question, that's a tough one. It can go...
in three words or less, what do they want?
Good fresh food.
good job.
It can go so many directions, just depending on what people's individual stories are and what their desires are. But overall, I see a pretty strong desire for people to eat well and to have the knowledge to be able to do that and to be able to access good food, fresh food.
Okay, so let's get a little more specific. You've been doing some work down in Toyoak. What's happening down there?
We are working on a gardening program at the Head Start, the Child Development Center in Toyoak. It's a Head Start, a kindergarten, and a daycare. And there's a nice little plot of grass that would like to turn into a garden. And so that conversation's ongoing, finding out how we're exactly going about that. And we're also working on sourcing local food for the cafeteria of the Child Development Center, and also sourcing local food for the Elder Care Center. And so kind of working in partnership between those two places, Elder Care and the Child Development, and sourcing locally food, and then hopefully getting a garden off the ground so there would be extra fresh food to share between the two spots.
Okay, great. And I did hear a little something about a farmer's market that was happening down in Toyoak last summer. Mm-hmm. How did that go, and is that something that's going to happen again this year?
It was great. It was a great start, and I'm not sure we'll be able to get that same farmer to come back, but I think there's a really good opportunity for somebody to be kind of a middleman and go pick up produce from a farm and bring it down and sell it. So I'll be down there on Friday, actually, and that's one of the things I want to talk to some folks about, is if we can find somebody that would like to go pick up the produce and then come back and sell it, because it is quite a drive for a small market. And so it's a lot to ask a farmer to do it, but I know a lot of farmers would be very supportive in sending food down there. So trying to see if we can set up that relationship so somebody else can sell the produce.
Great. Sounds great. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have in the studio with us Gretchen Gronke, who's a community health organizer for Montezuma County. Gretchen, tell us a little bit about your work that's happening at the Cortez High School.
So this is in partnership with LiveWell Montezuma. LiveWell Montezuma has been really active in getting local food into the school districts throughout the county. And LiveWell Colorado has been training the Cortez School District staff on how to cook from scratch in the school setting. And so I'm working with LiveWell Montezuma, have gone into the high school classes, into the health classes, and talk to the students about this and let them know that, yes, indeed, there was local food on their school menus, which most of them didn't know that, and let them know that the kitchen staff is being trained so that they can improve the quality of the meals to be more based on fresh meals cooked from scratch, and trying to get their input. What do they want to see on their school meals? What do they want to know about? What do they not want to see on their school meals? And I was just blown away by how much great things I heard from these young people. A lot of them are really interested in not having fast food as part of their school lunch choices. And I'm working with, out of those conversations with all the classrooms, I invited students that were really, really interested in trying to make some changes to meet with me once a week on their lunch hour. And so now I'm working with a small group of students, and I'll be there today for lunch. And they're very interested in trying to get a salad bar at the high school. So
there isn't currently a salad bar at the high school?
There's not currently a salad bar at the high school. And there's some logistical issues. It's a very small cafeteria. And so we're going to look at, what can we do to bring a salad bar to the high school? What would have to make that happen? And we're going to try to prepare something to share with the food service director and try to work with her to see if that's something that we can make happen.
And this is student driven. These are requests coming directly from the students from the Cortez High School.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'll have to have them on the show next.
Huh? that would be great.
Right. So we've talked a little bit about Toyoc and the high school in Cortez. How about the other communities in Montezuma County? Is there anything happening in the Mancos area that you know of?
Yeah, we have a lot going on in Mancos. I'm involved in supporting the community dinners that we do once a month in Mancos at the Grange. And also, we've been putting together a lot of workshops in Mancos at the Grange, most of them. And these are mostly like cooking from scratch, and we're going to start a garden at the Grange as well, so we can do some gardening workshops. This month we have coming up, we'll be doing a cultured vegetables workshop, like how to make sauerkraut and kimchi and things like that, and the nutritional benefits of those types of fermented foods. And then at the library, we'll be doing a soil building workshop to prepare a couple of sites for heritage fruit trees coming from the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project. So we'll be teaching some sheet mulching techniques, really simple, really easy ways to improve your soil. And those will sit there all summer. And then in the fall, we'll be able to transplant fruit trees into those spots we've prepared for the trees.
And how, if people are interested in those classes, do they have to be from the Mancos community, or can be any area of the county or outside of the county?
Anybody's welcome to come.
And how do they get a hold of that information for those classes?
They can contact me directly.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
My phone number is 509-830-4380. And anybody's welcome to call me on any of the things that we have going on. Or if they have new ideas or questions that aren't addressed today, I'm open to anything people want to talk about.
What? Tell me a little bit more about the community dinners at the Grange in Mancos. What's that about?
The community dinners are, it's a free dinner. We do it once a month, and it's open to everybody in the community. It's kind of this hybrid potluck slash, so we get together earlier in the day, and we make a few big pots of food. And so there's plenty of food, and a lot of people also like to bring a dish. So you're welcome to bring a dish, but you don't have to. And so we want people to know that if they need a good, healthy hot meal, they can come down. They don't have to bring anything. They don't have to pay anything. But if people want to make their, grandmother's meatball recipe, they can bring those too and share that with everybody. We accept donations, but it's not required. And people can show up. Kids are welcome. All ages are welcome. And people can help cook, and people can also stay and help clean up.
You're welcome to stay and help clean up. So, and what is it about? What's the community? Who's there at the community dinners? Is there a sort of a topic of discussion, or is it free for all? Kind of mixture of farmers and folks from the town, or what's happening at those dinners?
The dinners are great. They're drawing all sorts of people, which is my favorite part. There's old folks and kiddos and people talking about whatever they want to talk about, and it's just really a chance for the community to get together and share food. There's really no agenda other than that.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, talking with Gretchen Gronke, Community Health Organizer for Montezuma County. So, Gretchen, we were talking about different areas of the county, what's happening. You also mentioned something about a Cortez meal that's happening.
Yeah, based on the success of the Mancos community dinners, there were some folks that were interested in starting a community meal in Cortez. And so the first one is coming up in May, and I'm sorry that I don't have the date with me, but it is going to be held at the farm. The farm has opened their doors to a community meal, and it'll be on a Sunday. It's a Sunday brunch. And they can get in touch with Saskia at the Bridge Shelter if they're interested in that, or call my phone number and I will get that information out to folks of when that meal is going to be.
And that's also based on the same concepts of the Grange. So it's a community meal where people don't have to pay. It's to bring a potluck dish, that type of thing.
It's a free meal for anybody that wants to come. I'm not totally sure, since they're having it in a restaurant, if folks will be able to bring a potluck dish the same that they are as at the Grange. I would have to check in with Saskia, but same concept: get together, eat food, and be a community.
Great. So I have a question around community health organizers in general. You're funded by Live Well Colorado. So does that mean that there are community health organizers all across the state doing the same type of work that you're doing?
Yeah, I work on a team. There are six of us across the state right now. There's two in the Harrison District of Colorado Springs. There's two in Chaffee County, and there's two of us here in Montezuma County. And we work with we've partnered with an organization out of Denver called CREA Results. And then we have the folks at Live Well Colorado we work with. So it's a widespread team across the state, and we're all working on different initiatives in our community based on what our community wants and what our community needs. And so things look different for each of us, which is really exciting to see all these changes going on simultaneously, but in all these different directions.
Are you noticing any local food trends in other communities across the state?
Yeah, there's a big push to get local food into the schools, which is really cool. They're pretty active on that in Salida. And up in the Harrison District of Colorado Springs, one of the community organizers up there is working on some container gardening so that folks can grow their own food in their houses or their apartments. So there's a big push towards fresh food and local food, and we happen to have the greatest access to local food because we live in such an agricultural area in terms of the three areas that we're working in.
And what makes you, Gretchen Gronke, so personally interested in the local food movement and that kind of advocacy for our communities?
Well, I grew up in agriculture, and so fresh food, the importance of fresh food has always been something that's been very close to my heart.
What type of agriculture did you grow up in?
I grew up on a cherry and an apple orchard. Large-scale industrial farming in Washington State. And so fresh food is always just a pretty strong family value, especially fresh fruit. And that's just carried into other aspects of my life. And it's like once you've had a fresh peach off the tree and then you eat one in the store and it's just never the same. And that's just been so strong in everything, all the fruits and vegetables that I've been able to eat fresh. Then, you know, you realize there's a very big difference between what you get at the store and what you get off of a farm. So that's just a pretty strong value that's been instilled in me.
And what do you feel like in your work as a community health organizer has been one of the biggest challenges that you've faced?
That's a great question. Yeah, there's all kinds of different challenges. Sometimes it's challenging to hear that people just don't really care about being healthy. I try not to take that personally at all. It's challenging to try to put a lot of energy behind something and then it doesn't quite work out. We applied for a grant to get the garden going down at the Child Development Center in Toyoak, and we didn't get the grant, and that was kind of a little bit of a heartbreaker. And, you know, sometimes you just put so much energy into things and they just don't, the community just doesn't quite receive it and it doesn't take off quite like you had hoped. And so those moments are hard, but overall, I feel like things have been pretty successful.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That one particular challenge that you said about sometimes people just don't care about eating healthy. Why do you think that is?
You know, there could be a lot of reasons. I think it's certainly a lot easier just to eat food, processed food from a box and not worry about it and not have to think about cooking and selecting the freshest food that you can get. It's certainly easier just to eat, you know, go to fast food or eat something that's processed and prepared for you already. And I think, you know, that's how we're growing up now, is that there's a lot of folks who've grown up on processed food and it tastes better, or it's just is so much easier to deal with. I think it takes a commitment and a lot more work to choose to lead a healthy lifestyle, but the benefits are obviously long-lasting and definitely worth it.
Well, if you've just tuned in, we're talking with Gretchen Gronke, community health organizer for Montezuma County on the Big Fat Farm Show. Gretchen, what's your vision, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now for our region of the country, what it's going to look like in terms of local food and optimal results from the work that you're doing and community members around the county?
That's a fun question.
Dream big. Go big.
Yeah. I would just love to see local food that's accessible to everybody in our county and local food being available all the time. You know, it's interesting, in our major grocery stores here in Cortez, none of them carry much local produce because they are parts of large chains. But we have smaller grocery stores that are carrying more and more local food. And so I would like to see that across the board, that those stores carrying local food are supported and that folks are able to purchase that food and that all the communities in our area have a store that carries fresh food. So definitely the access food being a huge piece, and I'd love to see a lot more folks growing food, whether on a backyard level or a porch level or, you know, a 7-acre level. I'd like to see a lot more food coming out of this county because we have a great, great opportunity to do that.
Great. A little bit of connection here with the producers. Have you done much work as a community health organizer with producers?
A bit. Everything is kind of going back to them, of how to support them so that they can do what they do, how to connect folks with them so that they know what they're doing. And so, I would say more on a friendship level I work with the producers, but definitely always in the back of my mind and in the forefront of my mind often is how to support the producers, because ultimately the local food is resting on them.
Right. So what, any trends that you're hearing from the producers themselves in terms of what they need from the community or what type of support that would help help get more local food on people's plates here?
Buying local food, whether it's at the farmer's market or at a restaurant, you know, purchasing the item that has local food in it, asking for locally sourced food at the restaurants, going to the farmer's market, going to the stores that sell local food and looking for things that you know are local. The more that we can purchase from our local farmers, the more capacity they have to grow food for us. And most of them operate on a pretty slim budget, so the more that we can support them, the better. And also more and more farmers getting on board with farm to school and growing larger quantities of select crops to be able to sell to the schools and the hospital. Mm-hmm. And restaurants.
And there's one question there around accessibility. You know, local food can be more expensive. Mm-hmm. So do you have any solutions or answers to that question in terms of, yes, I want to buy local food, but it's more expensive. How do I fit it into my budget?
Mm-hmm. That is a great question that I spend a lot of time thinking about. It's interesting. There are certain things that will be more affordable locally. it's good to take a close look at the prices that are at City Market or whatever store you shop at. Look at the prices closely that they have and really do some comparisons. I think sometimes there's a little bit of confusion that some things can be available locally for a lower price. And I think it comes down to selecting a portion of your budget that you're going to dedicate to local food, whatever it can be. You know, maybe it's only $20 a month, and that's fine. That's a great start. That food is going to be of optimal nutritional value, so it's definitely worth putting a little bit to the side. Cortez Farmers Market also accepts food stamps, and so folks can budget a portion of their food stamps money. And one thing that we've worked on is getting a fridge in the food bank, in our local food bank here in Montezuma County. And so producers and patrons of the farmers market will be able to donate fresh food to the food bank. And then folks that visit the food bank will go home not only with shelf-stable goods, but with some very great produce, too.
Fantastic, Gretchen. Well, thank you so much for your time today. If people need more information about the things that we've talked about, what's your phone number that they can contact you at?
My phone number is 509-830-4380, and I would love to talk to anybody who wants to call.
Great. That was Gretchen Gronke, community health organizer from Montezuma County. You're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Tune in 2 weeks on May 13th at 8:30 a.m. for the next edition. We'll be talking with Kelly Pettigin, local producer and Southwest Farm Fresh Co-op board member, about growing at 7,000 feet and the new Southwest Farm Fresh distribution cooperative. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying, friend a farmer this week. Thanks for listening and have a great day.